Bibles. Can you please open your Bibles with me to the book of Isaiah?
Isaiah 30, 15 to 17.
I'm reading from Message Translation. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 to 17. Not a very long read, but I think Message Translation makes it a bit long. Amen. God the Master, the Holy of Israel, ask the solemn council. Say to your neighbor for me this morning, God has a solemn council for you. Somebody want to write it in the comments. God has a solemn council for you. A solemn council. Your salvation. So this is the council. Your salvation requires you turn back to me and stop your silly efforts to save yourself. Somebody say, only God can talk like that a lot of times. Your salvation requires you turn back to me and stop your silly efforts to save yourself. Your strength will come from settling down in complete dependence on me. Turn back to me. Stop your silly efforts to save yourself. Your strength will come from settling down in complete dependence on me. And then the very thing you are being unwilling to do, you've said, nothing doing. So we'll rush off on earth's back. You will rush off, all right. Just not far enough. You've said, we will ride off on fast horses. Do you think your pursuers ride on old nags? Think again. A thousand of you were scattered before one attacker. Before a mere five, you all will run off. There will be nothing left of you. A flagpole on a hill with no flag. A signpost on a roadside with the sign turn off. What is essentially God saying? I have a counsel for you. Your salvation requires that you turn back to me. Stop every silly effort. Yes, that particular effort that just came to your mind right now that you're trying to rationalize. Stop every silly effort to save yourself. Your strength will come from settling down and depending on me completely. However, you keep saying, I need to do something. I need to get going. I need to work it out. I can't stop. Hallelujah. You keep saying, I need to keep making this effort. And God is saying, stop. Listen to me. Let me help you. Hallelujah. If not, at the end of the day, your silly efforts would not only be that it will not get you anywhere, but, you know, the same way you see an army fighting and the army is nowhere to be found. Why? Because they've not only lost the battle, they've lost relevance, and it's like a hill, a flagpole that no longer has a flag, standing desolate, lost glory, lost relevance, loss of relevance, loss of strength. Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning I step out of the way. And I say, you speak to us in the name of Jesus. I only want to express your heart, express your thoughts. Speak to us, Jesus. Instruct us, Jesus. By the time you're done with us this morning, we don't want to remain the same. There is no man that's had an encounter with you that remains the same. So God, everyone came to meet with you this morning, not with any man. Converse with us.
speak to our hearts. Let us hear you, Jesus. We speak to the atmosphere. We speak to the waves. Every living room right now receiving this word. Everyone, let your presence envelop us. Let your glory rest upon us. Let your hand rest upon us. Let us hear you. Let us listen. Let our hearts be open. Let us obey. We receive the strength. We receive strength to follow your solemn counsel, O God, and make our adjustments. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Adonai. We worship you. For in Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Amen. But I came with a word for somebody this morning. Do you believe it's you? Do you believe it's you? I came with a word. Hallelujah. I came with a word. Remember, Pashega has taught us so much in the last 3 weeks. And he's been able to establish the fact that God's original intention of how he wanted man to operate, or how he still wants man to operate, is Genesis 1 and 2. I need you to give. We have been students together now. Chapter 1 and 2. Imagine that if the Bible ended at Genesis chapter 2. Kaya Baba, somebody is giving me witness there. When you not see that chapter 3, verse 1, and the serpent is very, and the woman said, have you seen? Do you know how beautiful it would have been? Garden of Eden, God coming down. You can whisper to God and say, yeah, Father, how far my million that I've been asking you? And God will say, okay. Ah, you know how to press my mumu button, shall. Okay, you receive an alert tomorrow. There's somebody that will come to your office. Make sure you treat him nicely. Make sure you smile. When he says, will you accept 1.5 million? No, just push up the deal and say, no, sir. You know, we're giving you top-notch service and everything. Ask for 2 million. You will first of all feel like, is that not too much? But don't worry, we'll oblige you. We'll give it to you. How many of you want to have that kind of conversation with God? Amen. And it's not that you are trying, as in he's there with you. You can feel him. You understand? You say, okay, I need to go now. The angels need me to attend to some things. Bye. I see you tomorrow. All right, bye. Bye. You understand? Special attention. Everything okay. You are not sick. You are not down. Nobody is breaking your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Adam is just, mesmerizing Eve. Eve is just, you understand? You pluck fruit fresh. Do you understand? That was the intention of God. Connection with God. Do you understand? Creativity. Where Adam was able to name all the animals. And whatever he called it was what God said it would be. Hallelujah. Somebody say creativity. Height. There is an inspiration in mind, man. Jones and the breath of the Almighty. When you wake up, you call something what it is, and that is what it is. Hallelujah. And whatever God saw that he created, the Bible says what? Was good. Hallelujah. And they didn't eat out of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, so there was no evil on earth. So tell your neighbor for me this morning, God had no plan for evil for you. He did not. That was his intention. So God created us for creativity, connectivity, and control. Fill the earth, subdue it, be fruitful, multiply, have dominion over everything. Amen. Somebody say everything. So there's nothing out of place. There's nothing out of control. There's nothing like I can't help myself. There's nothing like I'm overwhelmed. Everything is just working out for God. But there was the fall of man. And from that fall in Eden till date, for one reason or the other, man has found a way to keep running from that original intention. Am I saying the truth this morning? Adam, where are you? The woman that you gave me. Do you understand? The God that will come in the cool of, I like that translation, in the cool of the day. Hallelujah. How many of you love getting romantic? I don't know about you. God is my first lover. I wanted to say my only lover. But before this mic will just switch off. Right now, Pastor will just be looking at me like this. You know, really. But, you know, to the degree to which I experience the love of God, I'm connected to God, is the degree to which everybody in my life enjoys me. There is no relationship as rich as your connection with God. It's beautiful. Kai. I cannot trade it for anything. Beautiful.
refreshing, rejuvenating. You can bank on him. You can hold on. Even when at times you are wondering, God, I don't understand you right now. I don't, but there's just this reassurance. And the more you invest in your time with him, the more you connect, the better he gets. Amen. The more he carries you. How come we keep running? You understand? So Adam that spoke with God every day, Adam that was all in sync with God, that was able to name, do you understand? So Eve, recognize his wife, build her up, do you understand? Cultivate Eden, follow purpose, all of a sudden was running and making frantic efforts to clothe himself. The Bible says that Adam was hiding in the bush. The bush that God created. The God that sees everything. Both you and the bush. But you know, when God says, give up your silly effort, a lot of times that's what we are doing. We palm things. You will enter corner and say, Pastor is coming, Pastor is coming, Pastor. So you are not smooshing and kissing again. Oh, Pastor did not see you, but God saw you. Kaya baba baba. You will come to prayer meeting and start praying, Father, prosper me, increase me. Give me a husband, give me a wife, blah. And you are being fraudulent behind. Excuse me, what's happening? What's going on here? He sees everything. So I don't understand. When he was hiding under the first day, you saw fig leaves, Abby. Then they hid behind the bush. Somebody say, silly effort. Frantic effort. Do you understand? And God said, Adam, where are you? And we see people running. And the other times you say, maybe glaring. It's not only about sin. At times, compromise. At times, something is too daunting for you. And you just decide, no, I'm going to walk. You understand? That's why you see some fathers in the morning. They will go to work as if they are going to work normal. They will, before you know, their family just sees that they did not come back. 5 years has passed. 10 years has passed. 15 years has passed. The guy just gave up. He just left. He just couldn't deal. Hallelujah. Amen. There are times, you know, like Cain, for instance, God created you. God created your brother. God, you understand? The ability. So if your brother is giving choice things to God, why not make adjustments in your heart and your connection with God and just do right? Somebody say frantic effort. He decided to kill Abel. I don't understand. You know, when we're doing some things, are you conscious of the fact that God sees you 24/7? The next time you want to gossip that sister, in the name of, we are raising prayer points. God sees the heart louder than your mouth that you are opening like you are praying. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? The next time you tell your husband, oh, you're so wonderful, so lovely, I love you, and in your heart you're like, stupid man. Nonsense. That do, yeah, they smell, man. That do, it's because I want to collect money from you, blah, blah. God is hearing those thoughts louder. Do you understand? The next time you are giving your politics, office politics, playing even in the house of God, playing politics so that you can be promoted, so that you can be seen, so that you can... Somebody say, God sees you. Somebody say, God sees you. And a lot of times, he sees those things more. So a lot of times, instead of us to find a way to intentionally draw close to God, stay God, so I have eaten the apple. You understand? God is coming. God knows all things. Baba God. I don't know. Instead of saying the woman you gave me, we ate apple. As in, we are stupid. As in, apple. Somebody say apple. Have you seen apple recently? How much do you sell apple now? Somebody say apple. God, as in, we have missed it big time. We ate apple. We were stupid. And now we have seen that. You understand? What will we do to this matter? But instead of that, we keep running. We keep making frantic efforts, Johnson, to cover up. You can shout at your wife. You can shout at your children. You can lash out at your subordinates. But God sees what exactly is biting you inside. Jonah. How many of you know Jonah? Go and preach this message. The message is a strong one. Do you understand? And then God, after I now preach, you now forgive them and make me like a stupid woman. Like a stupid man. Both the you that is not stupid and the you that is going to be stupid and the message and the people who created. Why not just do things according to purpose? He now, oh God. The Bible says he now boarded ship. He was running. He now went to the lower deck. Hallelujah. See, when God is looking at you and he looks as if you are permutating and covering everything there, and God has not opened your bum outside, you better adjust on time. Because it's grace that is still working for you. You know, a lot of times when all your permutations and when it falls flat, you ask yourself, who sent me? How could I? And let me tell you something. Let me tell you, I'm talking to you. You. In case it looks as if you think you are one of the people that will get away with compromise and some things. No. It is you that they will catch first. How many of you have ever felt like that? In fact, at times my colleagues, when I was in secular, they tell me, like now, we will abuse clients. Let pastor just try. They will just catch her. That's why we don't like to do it with pastor, because that means they will catch all of us together. Me, I have found out. I don't joke with some things. Because when me, I say, let me try, that's when everything will just fall flat. So I gently just follow God. Follow the path of righteousness. Do you understand? But I need to run ahead this morning. But if Tower of Babel, God said, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth. Do you understand? And they decided, we have one language, we have one voice, let's build a tower that will reach heaven. Do you understand? The Bible says God had to come to scatter, because whatever they had made up, so somehow consistently, as we see, do you understand? Whether through compromise, whether through manipulation, whether through the way we connect, it's as if somehow a man at one point in time, you at different seasons in your life, you just truncate the call of God. You truncate the effort of God. You move away from that originality of the intention of God. Hallelujah. I need to run ahead this morning. And that was what I was able to establish in that scripture when God was speaking to Israelites, when I read the text, where he said, I have said to you, in fact, solemnly I'm appealing to you, the same way he said, Adam, Adam, where are you? He says, turn back to me. Hear that still small voice in your heart. Get the caution that I'm telling you. Stop silencing that voice. Stop rationalizing my instruction. It is your own instruction. People might say it's stupid, but it is my instruction to you. Turn back. Somebody say, turn back. And say to your neighbor for me this morning, stop running. Stop. Where are you running to? Where are you running to? Say, stop running. Stop running from your call. Stop running from the things you need to deal with. Stop running from the way God, every morning, God will rise. And as you rise, God will say, now pray. You will say, is it people like me that pray? Is it not God you are praying to? Is it not the one who speaks to your heart? Pray. Do you understand? Stop running. Mankind, since Genesis chapter 1 and 2, has been running. And you know what? God keeps running after us. God keeps speaking to us. God keeps reaching out to you. God keeps giving you second chance, third chance, fourth chance, 100 chances. Hallelujah. He sees you where you are. He's aware of every detail. You can't hide from him. So stop trying. Stop trying. Lay aside all the facade. When you get to the presence of, stop doing, Father, eternal rock of ages, oh Lord, the most high, the heavenly, no. Because I see you. Like right now, you are crying. Why not fall on your face and say, oh, God, I can't go on any longer. Oh, God, I messed up. God, my father's devils is fighting with me. Hallelujah. Somebody tell your neighbor for me, stop running. Stop running. You're sitting in that office, it's air conditioned. You are all made up right now. You're wearing everything is glam. In your inside, you are not embedded in purpose. You are not working according to purpose. You are compromising. God is not happy with you. You are not excited at yourself. And yet you just say, you silence that voice. I say, I'm okay, I'm okay. Tell yourself this morning, stop running. Stop running. And three ways we need to stop running this morning. Three, and then I'll be out of your face. Three, number one, face your reality. You cannot cure what you do not confront. I want to be, I don't know if you understand, I want to be a woman of substance and value. I want to be able to speak. I want to look glam and good. But at the same time, when push comes to shove, I want to be able to pull my weight. I want to be a beautiful mother. I want to be a woman that her husband can go to bed and say, if this woman is backing me, do you understand? I want my in-laws to and say, ah, do you understand? But I faced the reality. If somebody else told me, we would have fought. Do you understand? What reality do you need to tell yourself? I am stressed because of this. I should not have started that project. Amen. I should not be in the relationship with this guy. He is a bozo. Do you understand? And no matter how much I do it, I cannot repackage him and change him. This marriage will not work. Or tell yourself, maybe I should not have married the husband that I married, but I've made the mistake already. Amen. But all things work together for good. Instead of me pointing fingers and speaking English every time, let me humble myself, adapt, and let God teach me on how to maximize this marriage. Tell somebody for me, face your reality. Or they bring a shwebi for you. I cannot afford it right now. Hey! Or the one Pashegun was saying yesterday, don't go and use 5 million to do wedding. And you borrowed 3.5 million. Somebody say, face your reality. Do you understand? Or you are called to full-time ministry and you are still cacking up every day and going to... So say, face your reality. Or you are not supposed to be in full-time ministry. You need to work right now and do business. But rather say, I'm a man of God. Called of God. What do you mean? So say, face your reality. Or your character is not good. Like, Pastor, this character was not good. And maybe they call you, they want to say, did you start fighting? Eh? Eh? Is your character good? Are you doing well? Do you understand? What you don't confront, you can't cure. Especially your challenges. So every time there's an issue with your wife, you just pick up your car keys and you get into the car and you drive off. Where are you running to? What you don't address now, we'll come and catch you later and bite you. As at that time, it will not only be affecting your wife, it will be affecting your children too and affect your generation yet unborn. Face your reality. If you can do something about it, do something about it. If you can't do something about it, reach out to people that can help you do something about it. I see at times church members doctor hop themselves, package. But I tell Pashek, me and Pashek will talk, I say, see, dead body that is hiding from the person that will bait it or bury it. It's me, this person. So a lot of times, as you come to my office and you have packaged everything, and I'm asking you, and you're lying and you're packaging, I see through you. I'm a spirit being. I'm called of God. Amen. But I don't intrude. I just let you put me on scale. You think you are putting me on scale? Tell somebody for me, the next time you think you are put pastor on scale, is yourself you are putting on scale. Face your reality. Wake up. Look yourself in the mirror. Hold a conversation with yourself. Hold conversation with God. And say, ah, I missed it. Ah, I need to do differently. Ah, 2020. I don't know if you understand. Face your reality. Amen. Stand and fight. Fight where you need to fight. Don't give in too easily. You know why? It looks as if I can't take this down. I can't deal with this. I can't help myself. But God is just waiting for you. God is just reaching out to you because your provision is in the fight. You just step out and make up your mind. I want to be a man of integrity. I want to be a woman of character. I want to be a woman that makes a difference. I want to be different from my mother. I want to be different from my aunties. I want to be able to stand strong as a woman. And you'll be shocked at how heaven resources will back you. You'll be shocked at how God will bring connections for you. You'll be shocked at how God will strengthen you. You'll be shocked at the beauty that God will make out of your life. Because the truth is, by SS3, I was not perfect. I was still quite spoiled. I was still going somewhere to happen. Just I was still on my way. In fact, by the time Pastor Egun met me, like part one, as in year one, and then university, said, you are so entitled. You done everything. But he saw plenty of babes. There is still me toasted. And he waited for almost 1 year before he said yes. Amen. Did I grow or not? Amen. When you meet me on the corridor, for those of you that know me, do I look like a spoiled brat to you? But I walk too. I walked. And I still walk. There are times when people are doing some things in my mind. What is going on is, give him a piece of your sanctified mind. Wash him. Oh yeah. Target in focus. Fire. I just stay there. It's okay, but I think, please, try to do better. I'm fighting. Somebody say, fight! I'm fighting! Ah! Then when I enter the office, then you know who I vent for the most? Guess. Pastor Shegu. Can you imagine? He now said, somebody say, fight. 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 Hold back your words. Hold back on the proclivities. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. That was how my father was. No, you are a new man. You are in Christ. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. I can't help myself. No, you are led of the Spirit. You do not gratify the desires of the flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. How many people are ready to fight this morning? I'm poor. No, the Bible says you are rich. You are not only rich, it supplies your need according to his riches. In glory, you spend from the account of heaven. So I keep pushing out. I keep stepping out until that abundance flows, because that is what the word of God says concerning me. Your provision is in the fight. But the more you keep running away, the more your reality will keep fighting you. Whether or not Adam ran from today to tomorrow, Jonah ran from today to tomorrow, David ran from today to tomorrow, Elijah ran from today to tomorrow, was their reality still waiting for them? Did they have to deal with it? Tell yourself this morning, I'm facing my reality. The world might be lying to me. They might be giving me accolades, but no more. I will tell myself the truth. I don't even need anybody. I will tell myself the truth and I will discuss with God and we will work it out till I get to my provision. Number two, after you face your reality, go through your process. Kaya, ba, 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 ba. Go, everybody has a process. So I told you I worked hard. I read books. I held back. I listened to people. Do you understand? It even reinforced. So I was still a good girl. I was still a, you understand? When math teacher want to beat everybody, it's only me that I got it. They still will not beat me, but I don't rub it in their face. When they plan and they say all of us, we are not submitting assignments. When they come and the master say, all of you did not do assignments. Yes. Me too, I'll sit down there and say, I did not do it. They relate you to, sir, actually, we did not really understand it. I don't know. And because the master teacher likes it, I can never forget that my one Igbo man, I've been trying to remember, he's a very light, you know, all those fierce, very fierce-skinned Igbo men. When he brings out his stick to beat like this, and I say, even you did not understand. I tried a beat, but I just say, okay, let me explain to everybody. Ah, the boys will come and say, Dero! Hallelujah! But in my mind, I wanted to be able to flaunt it. I wanted to be able to talk. I wanted to say, they all didn't get it, but only me and this person got it. But I had to go through my process. I had to humble myself under the hand of God. Hallelujah. Another thing we do is you stay in your comfort zone. There are some things when it comes to walking according to purpose, it is natural to you. It is easy for you. But a lot of times for you to walk under God, hallelujah, for Eve to hold that conversation with the devil and not be tempted and be disciplined not to reach out and bite the apple, it took discipline. It was something different. But the truth is it was more comfortable for her to reach out and say, let's even see what is happening here. And like I always say, sin will cost you more than you are willing to pay. It will not only cost you, it will cost everybody around you. Don't stay in your comfort zone. Because of God's call on your life, because of the people connected to you, don't stay in your comfort zone. Like I was talking about kids zone earlier. We would have said, what can we do? We'll just be sharing our outline. We'll be telling parents, somebody say stretch. Somebody say stretch. Come on, say it to yourself, stretch. Speak to your spirit right now, say stretch. Stretch, stretch, say fight, fight. I can do this. I'm saying, preach to yourself right now, say, I can do this. But you keep stretching because you'll be shocked at what will meet you on the other side of your fear. Never make the mistake of pursuing purpose only when it's convenient. Never. You lose your opportunity to grow. You lose your opportunity to take on the nature of God. To experience and enjoy divine participation at a higher dimension that nobody that has walked the face of this earth. How many of you saw that video that Pashegu shared? When I woke up 5 o'clock, when the alarm went off, you asked me when I slept. You asked me the volume of work I had to do. I snoozed. Holy Spirit said, you better stand up and pray. If not, when you get on that state, today is one of those days I will show you. You'll be speaking empty words. Life will not follow you. I see you falling like a... I started playing music.
And the life came
back home just after all my meetings today. And cry. It's Pashen that sees me at my lowest. And say, who's saying, the more I push, I don't push only when it's convenient. I push every time. I push every time. When God says, go for it, I go for it. What has God called you to do? Are you only doing what is convenient for you? People, like when Pashen is saying, we reach out, we commune, we come back, we have to do this. You say, he's not talking to me. Who is he talking to? If all of us say he's not talking to us, who is he talking to? Amen. But Proverbs 25:2 says, TPT, God conceals the revelation of his word in the hiding place of his glory. You need to seek it out. But the honor of kings is revealed by how they thoroughly search out the deeper meaning of all that God says. Hallelujah. Search it out. Go through your process. A lot of you are aborting your dreams. Truncating your growth. Everybody is applauding you on the outside, but you know, ideally, you can do better. Hallelujah. You know, I have turned away like 1 year ago. I turned away like 2 months ago. I compromised at this place. This was what I was supposed to give. This was what I was supposed to do. This is the adjustment I have to make. Hallelujah. Make your adjustments. We have a series on that in Hill City. I'm not going to make, see, tell yourself this morning, make your adjustments. You say, Pastor D, you're making us preach ourselves a lot because I need you to speak to yourself. Face your reality. Go through your process. Go through it. Shall a mother, do you understand? And do you understand? Bring to the point of birthing and not birth. Push. Push. Push until something happens. Don't sleep off. Don't give up. Don't rationalize. Hallelujah. Go through your process because God is waiting on you. On the other side, he's calling. He's saying, I have your back. You can do this. Give it your best. Hallelujah. Your connection with God will keep unraveling his purpose in your life. And it's beautiful. It's powerful. It's glorious. Amen. And finally, this morning, stop breaking boundaries. Amen. Face your reality. Go through your process. Stop breaking boundaries. Stop breaking boundaries. Ensure every time you are in alignment. Alignment with God. Hallelujah. Back to Eden is what? Closer to God, living on purpose. Closer to God, living on purpose. When men are applauding and God is shaking his head, who are you living for? If you break the edge, the serpent will strike. And a lot of us are pushing limits. Amen. Check yourself. When you begin to rebel against constituted authority, something is not right. You have lost alignment. When your pastor has an opinion and you have a contrary opinion, see, you can choose. That's your power. Be fruitful, multiply. You can choose your pastor. Amen. You can step aside. When your boss, you are the one fighting your boss in the office every time, you're out of alignment. David, anointed for the throne. Saul was completely wrong. He kept on bowing. If the javelin hit his head that day, even if God will heal him, he will still feel the pain of the javelin and go through the process of healing. And this scar would always be there. You will stand. It is me that can talk. Constituted authority, bow. Respect. Amen. Esther. Yes, she prayed and fasted for 3 days. Amen. You understand? And she broke protocol after God gave her clear whatever to go before the king. Amen. But when she got in front of the king, she bowed before the scepter was raised, stretched towards her. A lot of us are not bowing in this generation. Amen. They say we should pray. I don't know. I would do this. But this one I will not do. Seriously? The Bible says this one I can do. This one I cannot do. Do you understand me? This one? And a lot of times when I say face your reality, when I say go through your process, these things I'm talking about this morning is not what we'll talk about in public. It's what you will lock your door and you and your God, you will talk and settle it. And you better start making your adjustments fast. Amen. Because what's your attitude? Every time things come up, what comes up in your mind? Every time people in constitution of authority talk, what, really, even though you smile outside and say, yes, ma, yes, ma, yeah, what really are you thinking? Because disrespect usually is a sign that you're out of alignment. Isolation. This is how everybody's doing, but this is how I would do my own. Usually, check it. You're out of alignment. Stop pushing limits. You can't control the outcome of broken boundaries. A lot of times, it has set chaos in motion that you can't even handle, as in chaos. Hallelujah. When a man runs out and is playing anki-panki, he did not know that he has set up his child or his future grandchild for sexual dysfunction. Are you with me? The devil comes to kill and to destroy. He has, see, the end game. You are still thinking, 5 minutes pleasure. Do you understand? When David was looking at Bathsheba, did he know that she would get pregnant? Did he know that he would have to kill her husband? Do you understand? Did you see what it costed his lineage in as much as he was called of God? Stop breaking boundaries. Stop rationalizing. Stop being out of line. If you belong to a house, align. The next time you're going to do something, there's a check in your heart. Don't silence it. The next time you're going to do something and it's not consistent with what your tribe says, don't go ahead and do it. If you have a check, by all means, why not just check with the person? A lot of times I want to do some things. I've told Pashega, no. And at times, I'll hold a comment. At times, I don't have the liver. People don't understand. They think because I'm his wife. I will now chat. This morning, I don't think I responded properly. Actually, this is what is on my mind. You know it's not easy to be married to your pastor. Eh? How many of you know it's not easy? You are not giving me encouragement. It's not easy, oh. If I'm not in alignment, it's okay. Let me leave it. But a lot of times, God gives me multiple folds. At times, he comes back and says, you know what? Okay, go ahead. Let's do this. But I'm not saying it's every time I'm a good girl. But I try. Tell your neighbor for me, try. Try. Hallelujah. Face your reality. Go through your process. Stop breaking boundaries. Stop pushing limits. Hallelujah. Stay close to God. Stay aligned to Him. You know why? Because God sees only in the context of purpose. So the next time you make any frantic efforts that is not aligned, when everyone is looking down, when God is looking down, you know what you are saying to God? Absent, sir. Eh? The next time you are not staying in the context of purpose, because when God sees you, he says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I called you. The you that God called you to be is what he's looking out for every day, every moment. Every time you are out of line, you are telling everyone, absent, sir. I did not come. I can stand on my own. I can take care of myself. I can move on by myself. God, don't worry about me. Don't cover me. Don't protect me. Don't look out for me. Don't take care of me. I am okay by myself. By these fig leaves that I've thrown around myself. By this shrub that I'm hiding behind. I don't even need to talk to you. I don't need to be close to you. I don't need to know what your heart is. I don't need you to help me. You think that is not what you're saying, but that is what you are saying. And God is calling you and saying, you need my help. Turn back to me. Make your adjustments. Give up on your silly efforts. Stop trying to save yourself. Stop trying to rationalize. Stop compromising. Your strength will come when you depend totally on me. Your strength will come when you submit to my will. Your strength comes when you keep following my values, keep projecting my values. I see you. I back you. I defend you. I fight for you. I provide for you. I take care of you. I look out for you. I make sure that you are flourishing and all is well with you. Even when it looks as if the devil is fighting you, I will give you the permission to fight and fight fear, because even though we are in this world, we do not wage war like this world. Hallelujah. And you're already victorious in me. So how close have you been to God? How consistent have you been in seeking His intentions? Have you been running? I came to tell you this morning on behalf of God, stop running. Face your reality. Go through your process. Stop breaking boundaries. Stay in purpose. Fight for God's dream. Fight for His call. Give it all it takes. Get out of your comfort zone. Say, God, I'm available to you. Speak to this generation through me, Jesus. Reach my children through me, Jesus. Reach my husband through me, Jesus. I'm going to be the best husband that there is. It's not because my wife deserves it or because it's convenient for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to be the best friend around. It's not because it's convenient. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand out in this generation. And it says, if you stay in purpose, if you draw near to me, and you stop running, and you start running towards me, Isaiah 30 verse 18 says, and therefore the Lord earnestly waits. Somebody say earnestly. It's waiting for you right now. Expecting, looking, longing. You know what He wants to do? He wants to be gracious to you. Ha! When God is gracious to you, you know what's happening? Overflowing abundance. You know what grace means? When you do things with ease, where others are struggling, you press into it with ease. Hallelujah. And therefore, He lifts Himself up that He may have mercy on you and show loving kindness to you. For the Lord is a God of justice, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are all those who earnestly wait for Him. So it's not convenient for you, but wait. Hallelujah. And waiting is not about you just standing and saying, I'm waiting. Waiting is about you saying, even though you slay me, yet will I praise you. Even though everybody's compromising, no, I will not. Even though it's not convenient for me to rise up and pray, I will rise up and pray. Even though right now I don't feel like forgiving, I will forgive. Even though right now it looks as if I should badmouth this person, but I'm not going to do it. Hallelujah. Like Joseph said, how can I do this evil against my God? The same way God looked at things and said it was good every day of your life. Wait on Him. Make up your mind. God, I do you good. I do everybody that you have brought into my life good. I go out of my way. Even when I look at the equation, it does not pay me, and I'm not going to make anything out of it, and I'm not going to get anything out of you. I live for you, Lord. I'm available to you. It's only about your will. And as you look, as you long for Him, as you go through your process, as you face your reality and lay it before Him, as you refuse to break boundaries and compromise, as you exalt Him, as you bring Him glory, as you search out His riches, search out His heart, search out His purpose, you know what He's going to do? Hallelujah. It's going to give you victory. Amen. It's going to envelope you in His favor. It's going to envelope you in His love, His peace, His joy, His matchless, unbroken companionship. You can never be lonely again. You can never be down again. You can never be poor again. You can never be frustrated again. You say, but Pastor D, that is the facts that I'm facing right now. Wait for Him. Can you rise up on your feet this morning?